News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
It is time for Gardaí to tackle drinking at Grand Canal Lock, so said councillors at the most recent South East Area Committee in Dublin meeting this week. I'm joined now by Labour councillor for Pembroke and former Lord Mayor Dermot Lacey. Dermot, are you among those councillors who believe that we need to stop people drinking at Grand Canal Lock?
I think we need to reduce the number of people drinking at Grand Canal. It's actually up at the barge there, at pub there. At Rena, the problem is that, well, some people are enjoying themselves drinking. Other people who live there are living in, to a degree, a fear of people going onto their properties, of urinating at their doors, of leaving waste in their gardens. So we need to find a way to ensure that some people can have a good, enjoyable sun night out, having a drink along the canal, while the rest of the people who live there can live their lives peacefully. And at the moment, there is a conflict, and we need to find a way through that conflict.
And what is the way? Is the way banning people drinking there, or is the way facilitating people who drink there to, you know, I'm thinking of other cities I've been in Europe where young people do sit out at night in warm weather on plazas, etc. Not necessarily in bars, but sit out and they do drink and smoke and hang out with each other for free in public spaces. Why can't we do that here?
Well, I'm a typical Dublin 4 liberal lefty. I believe live and let live. I would prefer if people could have a drink there with no problem and no impact on everybody else. But if we are going to have people out living there, we do need to have things like additional public toilets. We need to have better bin collection and so forth, waste collection and so forth. At the moment, we don't have either of those things. So, at one state level, people like me have to press for more public toilets. But while we're waiting for that, we also have to ensure that people don't misbehave. And that sadly involves...
But we know, Dermot, common sense will tell us that if you say, well, while we're waiting for the public toilets, we won't allow anyone to drink there. If no one's drinking there, you won't provide the public toilets. That's a chicken and an egg situation.
No, it's not. First of all, nobody that I know is saying nobody should be able to drink along places like that. In fact, the law says they shouldn't. But leaving that one aside for a second, the problem is the large congregation of crowds in that area without facilities, without the provision of food services, while people are living alongside there. And quite frankly, it is unfair to those people who live along there that people are going in onto their properties, going into their gardens, going down their stairwells to urinate late at night. And that's not acceptable, and we have to find a way to deal with that.
And so, but I did ask the question, is the way to deal with it to provide public toilets, or is the way to deal with it to stop people? And I'm aware of the law about drinking in public spaces, but I suppose Dublin is an expensive city. The side of the canal is open, very sunny, very pretty and free.
Yeah, look, I've said repeatedly, and so have most councillors, that we do need to provide more public toilets in the city. Unfortunately, that's a matter for the executive of the council, and the executive don't share our urgency for these things. And, I suppose I would encourage your listeners to encourage the executive to deliver on something the councillors have been calling for years. We do need to provide such facilities on both a permanent basis and on a temporary basis throughout the city.
Okay. With regard to bins, I mean, the other thing that, of course, you see in European cities is municipal bins because they have rates. We don't have rates because they were, in a populist move, gotten rid of, and we have private waste collection. So we don't have municipal bins because people would dump in them. Was that also short-sighted of us?
In 1977, absolutely. We don't have a clear and properly functioning funding system for local government. It has been 20 years since I've been calling for such a system. There was an editorial in the Irish Times yesterday on local property tax, which was fundamentally sort of flawed in that it didn't deal with the overall issue of funding local government. By and large, the waste collection service that's provided by the City Council, there is a good cleaning service after nights, such as ones along the canal if you go along 9 o'clock in the morning, you'll find it's fairly clean. So it's a much bigger issue, the whole issue of waste collection. But I favour coming back into public ownership. However, if you do bring it back into public ownership, councillors will have to be brave enough to vote for raised charges. And
most definitely a question about whether or not that they are. Just a last question for you. Catherine Connolly, her run for the presidency, obviously she is looking for the support of Labour. As a Labour councillor, would you support her run?
Well, I'm not trying to dodge this, but I'm a member of the party's executive board. We've issued a survey to our members, and I would prefer to wait until that comes in and then express my views at the executive board. I mean, we've initiated the process and I want to be fair and respectful of that.
That is entirely fair. Very last question for you then. Is her trip to Syria an issue for you?
I think the role of anybody in foreign policy is an issue that people need to assess. But I mean, I think we need to assess all candidates in the round. I mean, you could refer to issues, you know, dealing with other candidates and their relationship with the European Commission and so forth. I want to be fair to all of them. I want to be respectful to the office of president. So let's wait and see. You'll know in 2 weeks what the Labour Party decides.
Thank you, Dermot. That is Dermot Lacey there, Labour councillor for Pembroke and former Lord Mayor.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.